Thanks for tuning in today. Please visit NamorisWellBeyond.org to catch all our episodes and sign up for our monthly newsletter. You can also use the voicemail feature on the website to leave a message with your episode ideas or questions. You just might be featured on an upcoming episode of the show. Without further ado, let's go. Well Beyond Medicine.
Welcome to Well Beyond Medicine, the Nemours Children's Health Podcast. Each week, we'll explore anything and everything related to the 80% of child health impacts that occur outside the doctor's office. I'm your host, Carol Vassar. And now that you're here, let's go.
Let's go. Oh, oh. Well Beyond Medicine.
Our aspirational vision is to have the healthiest children in the state of Florida, and that the models that we create will be able to spread across the country and across the world. And I think Florida is a great place to start.
That's the voice of Nancy Melello, Executive Director of the Ginsberg Institute for Health Equity at Nemours Children's Health. Established in 2022 with a $25 million donation from the Ginsberg Family Foundation, the Ginsberg Institute for Health Equity is a first-of-its-kind initiative, advancing health equity for children in medically underserved communities by partnering with communities and codifying evidence-based approaches to children's health equity that are effective, scalable, and transferable. They also aim to nurture a new generation of health professionals in the practices of health equity through the Ginsberg Scholars Program, which we'll hear more about in a separate podcast episode. With us to discuss the origins, efforts, and future of the Ginsberg Institute for Health Equity is Nancy Melello, along with Mark McMurrin, President and CEO of the Ginsberg Family Foundation, which is named for Allen H. Ginsberg, a well-known Florida businessman and philanthropist, as Mark takes a moment to tell us.
Allen is an inspiring leader in this community, and I'm privileged to be able to work with him for the last 6 years. Allen made his wealth through real estate development and multifamily housing primarily, and always has been a community person, knowing that where he made his money, he wanted to reinvest that money back into the community. Now, Allen's portfolio of real estate is beyond Central Florida, but this is where he calls home. And so Allen has been a person that has been very focused on how to be able to make those impactful investments that create sustainability to benefit the community. And for Nemours, when it came to children, knowing that this was the right place to make those kinds of investments. So Allen is philanthropic in focuses of healthcare, education, arts and culture, and human rights initiatives. Those may sound broad, but we're very specific in those areas of how we want to make impact based on the circumstances of the day. So you will find Allen humorous, joyful, sharp, generous, and wants to pave a better future for those that are coming after him. And so he's a man that inspires me, inspires many in this community.
And generous is an apt word, considering that he gave $25 million to establish in 2022 the Ginsberg Institute for Health Equity. And that is among many donations that the foundation has made in the healthcare space. Talk about the value your organization and Mr. Ginsberg see in this kind of philanthropy.
Well, it's interesting. When we were first approached by Nemours, it was a big ask. And for the family to consider that, there was consideration of first health equity. Okay, we get that. We want to help fund that. Why Nemours? Because we funded Mayo Clinic and a lot of research. We've also funded Advent Health here in Central Florida, a large community system of healthcare. But for children, Nemours made more sense the more we learned. And I can tell you that what we discovered, that the DNA of Nemours is just very different. That we learned through that process, and why this gift became so significant for us, was because it is a model where it's focused not on just how do we and take care of those that are in the hospital, but how do we help those children so they never step into the door? But that allows then philanthropy to move outside the doors to help make sure that those children don't have to get sick or get treated well beforehand, especially in minority communities that don't have adequate health care. And our investment in partnership with Nemours could be more powerful because of the unique DNA that Nemours has, not only as a well-respected children's hospital, but in its mindset of how it meets the needs of the community.
Mark, what were some of the conditions, if you will, for making this gift to Nemours?
There were a couple of factors that were really important to us that Dr. Moss and his team laid out. Some things we were inspired by, not only, of course, by the overall vision of children's health equity, but was a symposium that we would start here on a local basis with leadership and organizations here within our community, but to later expand regionally, nationally, and internationally, and how we could do that. But knowing, in addition, we would need a very high-powered executive director to be able to run this institute. I was privileged enough to be on that committee with Nemours leadership to be able to seek out that right person. And I can tell you it was a long process. It took longer than we anticipated, but anything worth having is worth waiting for. And when Nancy Mellello came and a final group related to this position, and we sat down over lunch and had some coffee, I all of a sudden realized she's not trying to convince me. I really need to convince her that she needs to take this job. Nancy came with high credentials, high energy, high intellect from Johns Hopkins, knowing that she had seen a lot of the things that we wanted to do, but had ambition to do something so much greater. So when we had that conversation and eventually she said yes, we made her a promise that if she were to come, that we would make sure that we would introduce her to all the major leaders in this community and give her a runway for success. And that was something that was a great joy for me in recruiting a first-class executive to lead this institute and knowing that it was in good hands, not only with Dr. Moss and this team, which we're very impressed with, but the person that wakes up every day thinking about health equity and making a difference in this community. So we're so grateful to have Nancy with us.
Oh, I have to say to that is the feeling's mutual, is that when I did sit down and consider this job and meeting with Mark and realizing the commitment that he had to health equity in our community and the fact that he was incredibly invested in making sure that the Institute was successful and that I had opportunities to meet with the right people here in Central Florida, it made the opportunity look so much more possible that we really could do something big, and that with his support and partnership, we've been able to really, in a short 6 months, I've only been here 6 months, been able to really make a difference and make an impact, and I'm really excited to see what we can do.
Nancy, I'm curious. Mm-hmm. Give us a little bit of your background and your interest and passion for health equity.
Sure. Well, I it's personal for me. I grew up in Boston, and I grew up in a poor family, a family that really didn't have much. I understood what it looks like to be hungry, what it looks like to, you know, not have Christmas gifts, what it looks like to, you know, be raised by a single mom who didn't have a job that had health insurance. I understood all of those factors, and I understood what having a good education meant to my life, what opportunities can mean to a child. And had I not had opportunity, had I not had people who took an invested interest in me, I wouldn't be here today. And so I knew at a very early age that I was going to commit to help children who didn't have opportunities to be successful and who didn't have the family structure to cause success, you know, to bring a person to success, but they had other people in their lives, like the teachers that I had, the community members that surrounded me. You know, I realized that that's what I wanted to do, is I really wanted to make a difference, and the opportunity to come here at Nemours, because, you know, as Mark said, the DNA here at Nemours is different. And the opportunity to be at Nemours and to partner with Mark and the Ginsberg Foundation, Mark and Alan, to see that they are committed to changing lives in Central Florida, it was a no-brainer. I got on the plane and said, if they offer me that job, I'm taking it. So our vision is really to give every child in Central Florida an opportunity to be healthy, to live their healthiest life. And if you're going to do that, just as Mark was alluding to, you have to think about those social factors that influence health, where people live, where they work, their education, where they play. All of those factors influence health. And our goal is to create the healthiest generation of children in Central Florida.
Is this a new philosophy?
I wouldn't say it's new. I think our approach is new. I think people have been working and studying and doing research for over 25 years in health equity. Maybe it was with a different term, but I think looking at the disparities in disease and why that's occurring, there's been research around that for a long time. But I think what's different here is that we're taking it into the community. We're saying, how do we build a community, partner with community, for community, to develop initiatives and programs the community sees a need for in order to create the healthiest generation of children?
And I would also say that here at Nemours, it comes from the top. We had conversations with the CEO, Dr. Larry Moss, and his philosophy and understanding of the commitment. Now, this wasn't a side program, but it was an integral part of who Nemours is and how they serve children. That inspired us to understand that this was a gift and an opportunity that could pay dividends for generations, knowing that our gift to some may seem large, but to the problem, it's small. So how do we leverage not only financial resources, but our collective connections, our connective influence, draw more financial resources to build new models that not only, first and foremost, it makes an impact here in Central Florida and our very diverse community and those that are the most vulnerable, but how those models can be replicated in certain ways in other parts of the country that can help solve some of those social ills that those communities are facing.
Can I also add to that is that, and I think Mark hit the nail on the head, is that it's different at Nemours. And from the very top, Dr. Moss, is that health equity starts at home. And so part of our initiatives at the Institute are creating programs that exemplify health equity within our own walls. Because we are community. We live in the community. Not only do we work and we live here. And one of the programs we launched this past year as a pilot program was paying for our associates who meet a threshold or underneath the threshold of economic factors, and we pay for their children to go to summer camp because we know how important it is for some of those economically challenged individuals that work here who to send their kids to summer camp. So we're expanding that program this year, this summer, and I think that's just an adding on to what Mark is saying is that Dr. Moss from the highest level views health equity within our walls and outside our walls as a priority.
It's clear that children's health equity is a collaborative effort. We're seeing the collaboration with Nemours and the Ginsberg Foundation. There are many other collaborators who are working on this, who are involved here. Tell me who they are and why collaboration, especially with the community, is such a vital part of this kind of work.
I'll let Nancy talk to some of the specifics of the institutions that we've been talking with. But Orlando is very unique in its collaborative environment. This is also a very unique place of 77 plus million visitors coming here a year. So we have a lot of influx of people. We also have a huge service industry for hotels, restaurants, attractions that have low-paying jobs, and also a large immigrant influx that comes from South America and from Cuba and well as from Puerto Rico, that we're trying to meet not only those demands as a collaborative space within our community, but also the challenges that we're facing as a community. So already the road is set for collaboration. The question is how best to collaborate and with whom to address the health equity question.
Nancy. Mm-hmm.
So I think building on what Mark said is that Orlando is a unique place. There are organizations that are keen and very willing to work with each other. I think what I've seen in the past 6 months is that we at the Institute can really be the convener because there are silos here. And I think we have a unique opportunity to bring people together from organizations that are working in the same lane but haven't had an opportunity to work together. I think an example of this would be we are just standing up a community advisory board. We asked 15 members of the community to join us in this building, a coalition of champions around child health equity, and every one of them said yes. And those are organizations like the Boys and Girls Club, the Four Roots Foundation, the Department of Health, the Orange County Public Schools, Elevate, and more. So we have a community that's really ready to join hands to develop a coalition around child health equity, and I'm excited for what we can do as a collective in the future.
And I know you're just getting started, but who's missing from the table right now?
There's always room at this table.
There is. Amen. That's exactly right. Is that you don't know what you don't know. I think one thing that Mark has done is that the first 3 months that I was here, Mark took me under his wing and introduced me to the community, to the people who really are interested in child health equity, who need to be at the table. Some people who weren't aware they needed to be at the table. So this is a big table, and we're ready to pull up a chair for anybody that wants to be part of the team. I think one of the things that we've been realizing is that we really want to stand up hubs across Central Florida, hubs that are focused on those areas of food as medicine, healthy food, around quality education, mental health, and quality job, and creating a pipeline. And standing up these hubs across Central Florida where people are really coming together that are working in those areas that want to build teams, that want to build coalitions, will be key to our success. Once you really realize, okay, how do we build a playbook so that we can say, if you want to stand up an Institute for Health Equity in Chicago, here's how you do this. Here is sort of the key things that you need in terms of the people, the place, and the programs. We've been very strategic in how we determined where to work in Orange County. So we looked at data. We looked at the Child Opportunity Index data and said, where are those communities where there's most opportunity to improve? Okay, let's start to look at those the COI data and say, all right, what are organizations that are working in that community already, and how do we start to build partnerships? So once we develop a playbook that you can say, using data, using those social determinants of health and creating hubs, building a coalition, you can then spread that and scale that across the state, across the country, across the world.
Mark, from the Ginsberg Foundation perspective, what do you see moving forward with the Ginsberg Institute for Health Equity?
We envision a healthier next generation, which we understand has to go deep and wide. Right. When you ask the question about scalability, that's what we as a foundation, we look to things to scale. At the same time, in the midst of scale, you can't miss the individual and the family. So how do we build models to the point that are networks of networks that give the right resources to the right people group? Because not every people group and the challenges those children are facing are the same, depending on the environment they live in, economic social development that they're in, the schools that they're in. So how can we have models that do align, but also are customizable within those communities so it really meets the needs of those parents as well as those children's within those school systems? We want to see a better health index in future for Central Florida for our kids. That's our goal for today. But it goes beyond that to the region, to the state, to the country, and what can we do as being a part of that solution, as well as draw other funders to be able to help solve this problem, bring in national, international experts to these conversations, because solutions are coming all the time, but we have to realize that it has to affect real people today and make a difference in that child's life today so they can have a healthier future. Because if a child does not have their health, then their future is limited, and we want them to have unlimited potential for their future.
Can I say that I think Mark brings up a really great point, is that what works in one community may not work in another community. But if we can build a playbook that helps that community get started, that's giving them a jump on what maybe will take us 2 years to get to the place to where we can see measurable, real, tangible impact. But it is local communities. What works in one community is not going to work in another community or in another state. There's different politics at play, different policies at play, different environments, different education. So I think that's spot on, is that it's really local. But we can help people get to the next place, help people have a platform to start from, that they're not starting from zero, that maybe they can start from three or four on the rung.
I'm curious, you talked about the individual. Ultimately, this needs to benefit the individual child as well as the community, the state, the nation, and possibly even the world. Do you have any examples?
I would say when we talk about the individual, especially with children, there's a couple simple factors. When we talked earlier about food as medicine, helping educate children on healthy food, which creates healthy bodies and healthy minds, and having access to quality food and what that looks like. Obviously, exercise and movement, and then a nurturing, loving environment. For those that grew up poor, not all of us grew up in fortunate circumstances, but if you grew up in a poor environment, a lot of times people would say, I never knew I was poor. If they were loved, if they were fed well and given an environment to thrive and an education opportunity to excel. So we do want to focus on those social determinants of health and those environments where economically they have those challenges. But those are things that can be overcome with some real investment in food as medicine, as well as in the Boys and Girls Clubs provide great after-school programs. We have a very robust Boys and Girls Club program here in Central Florida with some great leaders that continue to make an impact for those children in those environments. And then investing in parents in those environments as well to help create a healthy home, to help create a healthy future for those children.
Mark McMurrin, President and CEO of the Ginsburg Family Foundation, talking about the work now underway at the Ginsburg Institute for Health Equity at Nemours Children's Health. We also heard from Nancy Malello, Executive Director of the Institute.
Well beyond medicine.
Thanks to both Mark and Nancy for taking the time to be on the podcast, and thanks to you for listening. Another initiative of the Institute is the Ginsburg Scholars Program, which prepares members of the healthcare and scientific workforce to do research into children's health equity and deploy resources into diverse communities, both locally and around the world. We had the chance to learn more about the program from a current scholar, and you'll hear more about it in the companion episode to this one. Both of those episodes, in fact, all of our episodes, may be found on our podcast website, nemourswellbeyond.org. That's nemourswellbeyond.org. Our podcast team includes Che Parker, Cheryl Munn, Susan Masucci, and Lauren Tata. I'm Carol Vassar, and remember, together, we can change children's health for good, well beyond medicine.
Let's go!